More of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Last week on the show, we spoke with singer-songwriter Jess Klein, who stopped by the Lake Effect studio on a recent pass through Wisconsin. She was touring along with another former New Yorker turned Austin resident.
We've had Jessie Teresi on the show in the past with her band, The Please Please Me, but she went with some different accompaniment when she played for us in the studio on this most recent trip to Milwaukee.
My band right now is this Boss drum machine, and of course I have a totally awesome band called The Please Please Me, and they are back in Texas right now. We did a tour to New York City for CMJ not too long ago, so everybody is kind of resting up, and I had this great opportunity to come on the road with Jess. And you know, when you go in and you record, it's like a different beast than playing live. So I am actually playing to like the demos I made for this record. And as a band, we've really figured out how to translate some of them to the stage, but not all of them. So I figured I would be a leader and lead. At least I could do my part and then come home and crack the whip on rehearsals.
You feel like this is an experimental stage for the transition from studio to live?
Yeah, it's an experimental stage in a lot of ways for me. I'm playing with some new people. My cello player got pregnant and my old drummer got divorced, and it was just kind of time for, you know, the old crew I've been playing with. It just kind of fell apart naturally, and I tried to fight that for a while, and then I gave up on that and I tried to just make some drum loops and write some music at home in my bedroom for a while. And when I realized, like, okay, it's time to get back out there again, I just approached it differently. I thought, you know, I am a drummer originally, and I really want people to dance, and I really want to feel this super solid floor. So I've kind of reworked the band where now it's electric bass, a synthesizer, and a woman who can just totally sing like crazy. I almost cursed there, but I won't do that on air. And then a drummer who's a super pocket player, but I'm totally throwing all these drum loops at him that I've made, and he has triggers and stuff. So I'm trying to find, like, how human can electronic music be? You know, how can we make it still by people and still with mistakes and pushes and pulls in the beat and that kind of thing? So,
but in the meantime, if the drum machine gets pregnant, we're in trouble.
Yes, there's going to be a lot of accusations going around if the drum machine gets pregnant.
Well, tell us what you're going to play for us.
This song is called Breaking Through the Cages, and I wrote it. It's still a little bit confusing to me, like, what provoked this song or what it was about when I wrote it, but I wrote it the last day of South by Southwest, where you've just been inundated by, like, 10 days straight of music everywhere you go, and it's very overwhelming, but it's also very inspirational, and I think what happens is, like, that music is almost this physical force where it just builds up in your body. And by the end, you just feel like you either have to write a song or go scream at the top of your lungs. And so I actually wrote this in the corner. I had some friends over for brunch, and people were drinking mimosas and hanging out and passing around guitars and playing the piano. And I just kind of sat in the corner and wrote the music and then wrote the lyrics later this night.
Star, wonder where you are. You've taken me too easily. I've fallen too far. Did I get the best of you? Want to run? I want to shout. Thank you. still my beating heart. Took me to the highest tide. Now I can't stand still. Filled every craving I got.
So the new record is coming together. Do you have a time frame for when you'd like it to be out the door?
Yes, but you know what? My time frame never matters in because the whole world of the business of music, you know, promotion and a radio campaign and sending to labels. Like, I think that at some point I realized, and I'm a drummer originally, so I'm really pretty. A late bloomer coming to the game of songwriting and singing. And I realized the only way to keep myself sane was just to think, I really want to make music that I feel is great, that, you know, stands up to my favorite albums. And if I can do that, I need to not think about anything else. So then it's kind of out of my hands. A whole bunch of other people have to, you know, see if they want to represent it or work with it. And my guess is that probably... early summer is realistic, and we'll start doing some tours in the spring when the weather's nice again.
Well, I'm going to ask you to introduce one more song for us, but before you go, I have to reference your one gray sock and one black sock. It's a good look.
Thank you. I always get jealous of people who play barefoot on stage, and I can't do that because I have a lot of guitar pedals with my band, and... you need shoes to operate them. But having socks that match is just not a forte of mine.
Well, thanks again for coming to see us. Best of luck with the new album, and hope we'll see you again down the road.
Thank you. This last one is called Cigarette. It's about when you kind of feel so bad that the only thing will make you feel better is doing something that you know is bad for you.
Jesse Teresi playing in Lake Effect Studio C1, recorded and mixed by our own John Strelecki. She was touring in support of fellow New Yorker turned Texan Jess Klein. You can find a link to our interview with her at WUWM.com. And that wraps up our show. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for joining us today. Lake Effect returns tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 right here on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee.
Right now, it's 11 o'clock. Keep listening because fresh air comes your way next.